Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and T-bone, text them, tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, amen, glory to God. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And we thank God for our apostle, amen, who God laid on her heart to start these ministries, amen, Without Walls. We are a ministry without walls, but we are going to the nations, glory to God, and we're preaching the gospel all across the nation. Amen, glory to God. And we also, amen, thank God for our pastor, Pastor Joseph Riles, a mighty man of God who teaches and preaches the word of God like none other I've heard before. Amen, glory to God. Now, you know, I always say, you know, when we come on the radio, we expect God to move in a mighty way. Come with your level of expectation in a different place each time. You know, don't come expecting the same thing, because you ain't going to get the same thing when you come on and listen, amen, to the Wild Team as they began to preach and teach, glory to God. Because, you know, God moves in many ways, and we want to have our hearts open to receive the word of God, have our ears ready to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. You know, there are a lot of things that are happening all across the nation. So, you know, some of this you can avoid if you listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So don't come expecting the same old word, the same old way. There's many different ways that God is going to give it to each. So, you know, each one should bring deliverance into your life, my life, your children's life, your children's children's life. Amen. But it has to be taught. Amen, glory to God. And I want to encourage you, amen, glory to God, to come on in and get in, amen, where you fit in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, God is moving, and he sent teachers, he sent preachers, amen, to bring the word to you. Amen. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse are two mentors. They're mentoring, glory to God. They'll teach you, they'll talk to you, they'll pray with you and help you and guide you through your next step in Christ. So, you know, if you want to, you know, you want to know where God would have you to be in this season, glory to God, come on and go ahead and hit them up on Facebook, and they will guide you, and they'll prep you, and they'll lead you into where you should be. Amen. They ain't going to keep you, you know, but they'll send you out so you can go, amen, and spread the word, glory to God, and be fruitful, and then you can multiply, amen, when you go out, amen. You won't be going out, amen, with an empty, tinkling wagon. You know, you'll go out full of the word. You'll go out full of the Spirit of the living God, because they'll show you how to tap into that place that you don't know how to tap into, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry, and they will lead you and guide you through each and every step, glory to God. That's all I'm going to say, amen, right now. I have a caller that's been on the line, amen, glory to God. I'm going to give the announcements at the end, amen, glory to God, the rest of the announcements. But I have a caller that's been on, amen, for a while. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, and take this caller, amen, request, glory to God. Caller 251, you are live and on the air. Could you tell me where you're calling from and what's your prayer request? Caller 251, you are live and on the air. Can you tell me where you're calling from and what's your prayer request? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Caller 251, you are on the air. Can you tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request? Amen. Well, I can't get through the caller, but that's okay. We're going to go ahead on, amen, with the word of God, and then we'll try to get that caller back on in a few minutes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil is alive. Glory to God. Amen. Now, if you would, I'm going to open up in prayer, but I want you to go ahead and turn to chapter 6 of Matthew. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, on today to rain down on us, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, like never before. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to let those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh, God. Father God, let there be no blockage, Lord. Let there be no distractions. Let there be no destructions, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let them hear how you want them to move, Lord God, how you want them to go out, Lord God. Let them hear, God, their purpose in life, God. Father God, let them hear the things that they need to hear on today, Lord God, to be a life-changing word, Lord God. It will bring fruit to their life, God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, let the word pierce their heart, God, to bring changes, Lord God. Let the word pierce their heart, Lord God, to let them know how you work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the word be a guide for them today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for those that are on the line on today, oh God. Let them hear, Lord God, what they need to hear. Let this word change their lives in instant and in season, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. We give you the glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, the word is here to guide us, it's to lead us, and it's to change our lives. But if you don't, amen, partake, amen, of the fruit that comes forth, amen. I hear you. I keep hearing this false apostle and false prophets and all. Yes, there are. There are false pastors. There are false, all that. And the Bible says it. But there are true men and women of God who wants you to go further, who wants you to dig deeper in the word, who wants you to get deliverance, who wants you to, amen, to come up in Christ Jesus, who wants you to get what God has for you, who wants you, amen, to go out, amen, and be able to go out and tell the nation, amen, glory to God, about a man named Jesus, amen, glory to God, who died on the cross for you and me, glory to God. There are real and true people. You can't put everybody in a boat, glory to God. And so many times, you know, we put everybody in the same old boat. Well, I'm here to tell you today and give you good gospel news. Everybody don't want to see you fail, glory to God. We understand that there are those that want to see you fail, but guess what? You stay away from those people as far as you can. But I know that there God has people in place that he wants you, you know, you want to see you, you know, progress in life, want to see you go to that next level in him, want to see you get, amen, everything that's been held up, oh, my God, everything that's been taken away from you to come back a hundredfold return. Glory to God. There are those, amen, that he has in place. So I encourage you, don't put everybody on a boat, glory to God. You know, so many times, and we're going to get into our word, but I'm going to drop this nugget. Glory to God. You get so caught up, amen, you go in churches, you go out, you come out the same way. Glory to God. Well, you need to, you know, I just say check yourself. You know, that's the thing about it. Sometimes you can be in a place so long, you know, when you get so complacent right there in that place. You know, yeah, you didn't get word. You getting fed word. Yes, you are. And you're so fat and full now, and the word just coming to you, glory to God. But, you know, the word now, it ain't doing nothing in your life, glory to God. Not that they ain't preaching it and they ain't teaching it. They bringing the word to you, glory to God. But maybe it's time for you to do something else, glory to God. Instead of keep warming that same spot on the front seat, jumping up, saying, oh, praise, go ahead, pal. Maybe it's time for you to come out and do something else. Glory to God. Because you've gotten too complacent in that complacent mode. And you just sit there warming that same old bench right there. You sit there and you don't got stagnated. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, glory to God, to hear the word of the Lord on today. Amen. Let the word come in and pierce your heart and change, amen, your life on today. Amen. We're going to go ahead and with our word on today. I'm going to be coming from Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to start at the first verse, and I'm going to title this, Don't Sound Your Own Trumpet. Glory to God. Amen. Let's start at verse 1. Glory to God. Take heed that you do not your arms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Don't you know, amen, sometimes people give people, amen, do things for people. They have the wrong, they do it with the wrong motives. Lord, their reasons are not right. When you do something for someone, amen, you do it as it's unto the Lord. That's even on your job. When you work in it, and say, well, you know, you got to do what they ask you to do. If it ain't no sin in it, then you got to do it, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you know it's not going to come back on you, then you have to do it, glory to God. You know, sometimes people do stuff and they want to stop their own trumpet and toot their own horn, you know, well, I did this for her, and I did this for her, and I done that for him, and I gave them such and such money, and I did that. Well, you done already got, amen, you got your reward because you already done lift yourself up on high. You didn't give God time to work. You didn't even give God time to even give it back to your double for the trouble. So you done already put it on out there. Amen. I did this for him. I paid his light bill. I gave him this number so he can, you know, call and do what he needs to do. You know, I gave her this dress, but she said she didn't have nothing. But I gave her this bag of groceries. You know, you've already tooted your own horn. Glory to God. And then and on the end, looking for God to bless you because it says in his word. Amen. Glory to God. You done already did what you needed to do. Glory to God. Let's read down just a little further. Therefore, when thine arms do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. That is right there. You already got everything you need now. So you ain't no need you ain't asking God to bless you because you got seed in the ground. You done already got it. Amen. When you put the plant in it, amen, and then you dug it up. Amen. Glory to God. You didn't let it stay there. Amen. To take root for God to bless you. Amen. You already had done planted it when you planted, and then you went back and dug it up when you start talking. Glory to God. How about that? My God, my God. That means that, amen, the Bible says it right here. You sound your own horn because you want somebody to see you. Ain't it something how, you know, people want people to see them now. Everybody have that see me spirit. See what I do. See what I've done. See how he did this. See how he did that. Glory to God. See, let's read on down just a little bit further. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. You see, when you do something, you ain't got to tell everybody. If you praying for somebody, amen, glory to God, if you need prayer help, you go to your prayer group. Yes, you do. You go to somebody that you know, amen, can get a prayer through. Amen. Don't go to them that going to tell it and spread it all everywhere. Because if you have somebody that's sick, they want you to pray for them. They're asking you to pray and help them to get healed from whatever it is, amen, the sickness is. But if you spread it to one, they spread it to two, they spread it to three, before you know it, they done already killed them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They didn't have a chance because you done spread it, my God. But you could take it to those. Amen. And I would say take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the hill, which come your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. Glory to God. There are those, amen, that will pray. And you know they can get a prayer through. But if you know that them folks over there, amen, they're doing all they know how to, all they think they're big enough to do, amen, they're sinning, they're kicking and dipping and slipping. Don't you go over there and tell them, amen, because they can't get no prayer through. The only thing they're going to do is spread what's wrong and not get a prayer through. Glory to God. Amen, because their hands ain't clean. They're tainted. Oh, good God Almighty. They're tainted. But don't go over there telling them, glory to God. If you know old Sister Bessie, amen, glory to God, I ain't talking about nobody in general, okay? Well, we'll just use Roro. Okay, how about that? If you know old Sister Roro, amen, over there sleeping with Gozo, okay? Amen. Then you go tell them what's wrong, amen, with this sister, amen, that asked you to pray for them now. Don't do it. And amen, don't do it. Because guess what? It ain't nothing, amen. They cannot get a prayer through, glory to God, because they're tainted, glory to God. Mm-mm. Don't do it. So it ain't nothing they can do for them, glory to God. So that's why you have to be careful. You have to be careful nowadays, glory to God. Mm. Let's move on down, glory to God, to number four. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. You see, when he sees what you do, God sees what you do. Glory to God. You ain't got to go and shout it from the mountaintop. Hey, y'all know what? Hey, I gave old prophet this. I gave prophet Martha this. I did this for prophet Martha. Y'all know that? Yeah, she didn't have it. She didn't know. Well, guess what? You don't have everything you need. But when you go and you give, amen, the Bible says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, press it down. Good God Almighty, run it over. Shall men give unto your bosom? Hallelujah. When you press it down, good God Almighty, hallelujah, oh my God, he going to press it down and run it over. Hallelujah. But you know what? Hey, if you go tell it, you ain't getting nothing. And when God see that you've done this, and he see that you were secretly in prayer for this, amen, this woman and this man, whoever they may be, glory to God, this child, then he will reward you openly. He's going to let people see, look, this is what I've done for her. And he will tell you to use that as a testimony, glory to God. Because then, amen, you're giving God the glory for what he has done, amen, not coming from yourself. You're not lifting yourself up, but you're lifting up the one on high, glory to God, that has given you, amen, because you, amen, stood in the gap for somebody else. You prayed and you gave, amen. And then it was your time to receive, amen. So God gave you your reward. Then you're lifting God up on high and not yourself. Glory to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. That's the type of God that we serve. All right, let's move on down to number 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Let's move on down to 6. Amen. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, amen, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. There is again. See, he will reward you openly. Glory to God. You know, you're over there praying. If you know what, God, I see her over there. She needs a car. Lord, Sarah needs a car. So I'm standing in the gap for Sister Sarah, Lord. I'm praying that you give her a car. And don't be praying that God give her no clunker. Come on, we don't serve that type of God. Pray that God give her his best. Because when you can pray for somebody else, oh, my God, and stand in the gap that God will give them his best and pour out his best upon them, because he said he's going to give you his best. Then that's, amen, what you do. Don't be praying that God give them something that's going to break down side the road. Come on, y'all know how to be specific. Start being specific in your prayers. So many times our prayers are not being heard, you know, not being coming to force, amen, coming into the light, amen, that we can actually feel and touch them, is because we're not being specific. Be specific when you get ready to pray. Say, Lord, I pray for Sister Sarah. Lord, you can give her a call, Lord God, with your sunroof, Lord. Lord God, some 20s on it if you want to, Lord. Ride down Main Street. Give her a good car that won't break down on the side of the road, Lord God. It ain't got no lot of miles on it, Lord. Come on, be specific, folks. Amen. You're always specific for yourself. You know, so many times, amen, as coming up in ministry, you know, you learn a lot. Amen. You really do. Amen. And those are the things that you can get back on. You know, you think about it. Sometimes you can just lay and think about the things that you've learned and think about the things that you taught, that you were taught. Amen. How to do, what to do, what not to do. Glory to God. You know, I had somebody to tell me one time, say, you can't do all the Bible. Glory to God. I don't know. You can do whatever you want to do. If you want to eat all them turkey legs that laid in front of you, eat all them, right? If you want to eat all that whole rack of ribs, amen, I know some of y'all get ready to eat them on Mar, but if you want to eat all that whole rack of ribs, glory to God, then guess what? You're going to eat that whole rack of ribs, glory to God. So you can walk in righteousness, glory to God. I didn't say, amen, that you will be perfect. Amen, glory to God, because we all sin and fall short, but we don't wallow in that sin. When we know better, then we do better. We become, amen, who God wants us to become. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the thing about it. You always strive for perfection. Glory to God. Now, we ain't going to be perfect. Glory to God. We don't make mistakes. We live down here in an imperfect world. Glory to God. So we're going to make mistakes. But that's when you pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. Glory to God. And begin to go forward out of that mistake and don't do it again. You see, mistake should be a testimony to help others, glory to God. But you see in the word here saying how he's going to reward you openly. You ain't got to worry about it, glory to God. Because he's going to give you, amen, what you deserve, hallelujah. But you got to learn, amen, how to help others. So many times, you know, amen, when I was coming up, you know, just new in the ministry, I'm like, okay, now, I'm praying for these people, but if I don't get my prayer in, glory to God, it's going to happen to my prayer need. Well, you know what? That was something that I had to learn. I was early on in the ministry. You know, if I take care, amen, of God's business, and I take care and pray for somebody else, before you know it, he's going to handle, amen, when I'm praying for somebody else's need, he's going to turn around and he's going to meet my need. Now, that's the type of God that we serve. So those are some things that you have to learn. That don't mean that he's going to leave you out. You just got to learn how to pray for somebody else and not just yourself all the time. Stop being selfish. You know, well, if I don't pray to get my needs met, then he's not going to meet them. But no, that's just not true. What you got to do is learn to pray for others, and God's going to meet your need, glory to God. Before you know it, he done gained, you know, Sister Sarah her car. And then, amen, don't get jealous if he give her her car and then meet your need right then. But guess what? It's coming. He's going to see how you going to act, glory to God. I can tell you, you know, I've been through all this. I ain't telling you nothing I don't know. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Because he's going to see how you're going to act. He already knows. But he's going to let you see what's in you. You know, glory to God. Let's move on down. Amen. So number 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You know, that vain repetition, that means, hey, man, come on now. You know, you got to learn how to pray from your heart, your heartfelt prayers. Those are the prayers that reach God. You know, even if you don't know what to pray, amen, Jesus gave his disciples, we'll look at it in just a second, too, also. Amen. He taught the disciples how to pray. Glory to God. But if you don't know what to pray, amen, you can go in the book of Psalms. God loves to hear his word. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. You can go to Psalms, amen. And the 150 Psalms, you can go in there and you can pray some prayers. My God, you can just sit down, amen, and find what meets your need, amen, and just give God back his word. He likes to hear his word. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. So that's his word, right? So put him in the remembrance of it. And he said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but God shall deliver them out of them all. So if you're going through something, then you got to go in the Bible and see what meets you. Amen. What fits you? What fits you at that particular time? What you're going through? Depression. Oh, my God. Depression. My God. You got to go in there. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, you say you'll give me peace in my mind, Lord God. You say you'll give me peace that will surpass all understanding. Oh, my God. And that's what you got to do. You know, the Bible is real, but it ain't going to just jump out at you. Glory to God. You're going to have to open it up, and you're going to have to read it. And when you read it, you got to learn how to stand on it. Now, let me tell you something. Don't think the devil ain't going to come, amen, and try to try that word that you just read. Try that word, amen, that you just repeated and gave back to God, because he's coming. But guess what? You, after you've done all you can, you still stand on it. Stand on that very word that you have just brought forth to the Lord, that you have just pray, that you have just read. Now, devil, I rebuke you. Rebuke him and put God back in remembrance of his word again. You stand on that word. Don't move. So many times when things start to happen, you start to tremble. You start to shake. Oh, my good God Almighty. But you got to learn how to stand on that word and stand firm. Don't be, amen, like the hypocrites. Glory to God. Look what they did. Vain repetitions. That means they had recorded prayers. They had them wrote down. Don't you know people can tell if you write down prayers on a piece of paper and you read them? They can tell it. Glory to God. You don't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. You know, they can hear, amen, if you pray prayer from your heart. If it's a heartfelt prayer that you wrote down, or if it's a prayer, amen, that you got from some TV show or something, they can tell. Glory to God. But God loves those heartfelt prayers. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go on down, amen, just a little bit further. Amen. Glory to God. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knows what things ye have need of before you act. God knows what you need before you act. But he wants to hear you ask anyway. He put it, he said, put me in remembrance. Amen of my word. So, you know, that's when you have to read the Bible. You have to know his word so you can put him in remembrance of it. You said, Lord, you'll give me houses that I didn't build. You'll give me vineyards that I didn't plant, God. You said, Lord, you'll give me peace that will surpass all understanding. Lord, I need the peace of God to fall on me, Lord God. Rain down on me, Lord God. Oh, Holy Spirit, fall on me right now. See, that's when you give it, put it, give him back his word. Glory to God. Put him in remembrance of it. Glory to God. But he already knows it. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Amen. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. See, he was teaching, amen, here, right here. That's what I was talking about. He was teaching his disciples, amen. You see, if Jesus had to teach those whom he had selected to be his disciples, he had to teach them. Don't you know, amen, we have to be taught also. We have to be taught. You know, so many times everybody want to know it all. You know, we have all know it all, Sadie. We have know it all, Susie. You know, we have know it all, Lollipop. You know, amen. But you know, nobody knows it all. Glory to God. So that's why you have to be taught. And you have to be taught in a way because God operates in decent and in order. Glory to God. And that's what you got to understand. And God ain't going to do nothing strange. Amen. He ain't going to do nothing strange or shame. Glory to God. What God does, he does it in decent and in order. And what he do, he going to give you his word to back it up. So, see, Jesus had to teach his disciples, amen, how to pray. This was there, amen. You know, the Bible is our guide, glory to God. The Bible is a guide for us, amen, to remember God's word, to put him back in remembrance of his word. So that's what Jesus was teaching his disciples right here how to pray. Amen, glory to God. So, you know, if Jesus was teaching his disciples, don't you know we have to be taught also in what to do, how to do. And we have to be taught how to really pray, and our prayers be effective, glory to God, so it can bring forth fruit in our lives. Because when you pray for somebody, I'm going to tell you like this. When I pray, amen, I'm going to say it like this. You're going to get healed, glory to God. That's what you're going to get, glory to God. Because if my prayers are in vain, then it ain't no use to me praying, glory to God. But when I pray, amen, you can expect God to move. It's my job to put it out there. It's your job to receive it. It's God's job, amen, to make it come to pass. Good God Almighty. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. So I know, you know, we live in a place now where, you know, we have everybody just kind of, you know, nonchalant like they know everything. Nobody knows it all. Glory to God. Nobody knows it all. But, you know, you can have, amen, just what you say, amen, when you are taught, amen, how to get it, glory to God. When you're taught how to get God's attention, glory to God. Because, you know, only prayer, amen, reading the word of God, speaking him, amen, then that gets God's attention, glory to God. And you got to be taught how to do it decent and in order to get his attention, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, as the Bible said, when you call on the name of Jesus, then you shall be saved. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, glory to God. When you say, Jesus, I need you, Lord. I need you to save me, Lord. Oh, God, I repent. I am a sinner. When you do that, then he hears you. Glory to God. Yes, glory to God. Then you're on your way, but then you got to know after that point what you need to do. Amen. So it all involves around teaching, and Jesus had to teach his disciples. Amen. We're no better. We have to be taught. We are disciples of Jesus Christ, so we have to be taught things. Glory to God. We have to be taught how. We have to be taught when. We have to be taught when to move and when to be quiet, you know, and when not to go and do things that we shouldn't do. Glory to God. And how to get God's attention. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move down to 14. For if ye forgive the men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. You know, sometimes people just don't know how to forgive. You know, you got to let it be like water on a duck back. Let it roll off. You ever seen a duck? Think about it. Amen. When you go, amen. And, you know, when you go, amen, like I'll just say you go out to the park and there are ducks out there. You know, when they get in the water, they love to swim. Just think about it. When you get in the water and they swim, amen, and then they'll get out the water, amen, you don't hear them, amen, hollering and crying, do you? You see them get up and they shake it off. See, that's what you got to learn how to do. You got to learn how to shake yourself loose and shake it off, glory to God. Just forgive. Because sometimes you don't know what's in you, but you need to ask God. You know, Lord, am I harboring unforgiveness? I ask God to show me. So I make sure that I'm not going to hold nothing up that he got for me. Because I want it all, glory to God. I don't want some of it. I want it all. And you need to dig deeper and get it all, glory to God. I want it all, amen. Everything that the devil stole, I want every bit of it back, glory to God, amen. And that's how you're going to get it, but you know if you're harboring unforgiveness, and so many times you do, amen, so many times we do and don't even know it. You know, there was a time when I wasn't understanding, you know, a long time ago, amen, before I came into some good knowledge with some good teachers, glory to God, Apostle Yvonne, amen, and Pastor Joseph Rouse, glory to God. I thank God for them. And you know, I was harboring, you know, some unforgiveness, amen, glory to God. But amen, I didn't know it, glory to God. And it showed you how to get that thing off you. You know, you have to cut it loose, you know. So it don't mean you're holding on to something. You got to forgive. And I'm going to say this, glory to God. You think you done forgave, amen, and it's over. But guess what? It is not. Because if you keep bringing it up, you know, and it keeps running over and over in your mind, and you want to bring it up to everybody you see, and sometimes people can go back, well, you know, I remember back in 1952, hold up, that ain't my age, but I remember back in 1952 when she said this to me. You know what? You ain't forgave. If you can remember the day, the time, the age, the glory to God, you have not forgiven. Amen. So you need to ask God, do I have any unforgiveness in my heart, God? Because if I do, Lord, I would like for you to move it out of my way. Because, Lord, I don't want nothing blocking me from what you have for me. I don't want nothing that's blocking my sight, Lord God. I don't want nothing blocking the vision, Lord, that I have written down. Because you said, write the vision. Make it plain. Hey, glory to God. Somebody's vision has been blocked because you ain't for you. You have not forgiven some things that happened, amen, back in the day. I said it's back in the day. Amen. Go ahead and ask God, amen, to help you with that unforgiveness so you can get what he has for you. Glory to God. And stop harboring, amen, that unforgiveness. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a fast. Amen. Continuing. For they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, sometimes when you fast, and amen, glory to God, you know, if you got all that forgiveness in you, amen, you harboring unforgiveness, amen, then what you fasting for, you can forget it, amen. So today don't come to pass, glory to God. And you ain't going to gain no more power if you got unforgiveness. And if you continue to do people wrong, amen, you still ain't going to get nothing. Amen. You ain't got nothing. Amen. Glory to God. The only thing you got is hunger pain. That's it. Not labor pain, but hunger pain. Glory to God. So, you know, you got to clear all that up before you fast. And make sure that he's telling you, amen, this is what you need to do. And sometimes, you know, when you're fasting, you know, sometimes I've experienced this myself. You know, when you're fasting, amen, and people are offering you some of the good, amen, then all the good food come up, glory to God. You know, as long as you ain't fasting, you can count on it. They'll bring you, amen, all the stale bread and all that other stuff. But whenever you start fasting, well, hey, let's go to my favorite restaurant, glory to God. Let's go over here. And I brought you something to eat. I brought you this and I brought you that. And sometimes, you know, you say, okay, if you'll take it and go on. And then if they don't see you eat nothing in a certain period of time, they say, you must be fasting. And then what you tell them, just tell them, well, I'm not hungry at this point. You don't have to tell people what you're doing, glory to God. Clean your face up and don't look hungry, glory to God. My God, when you're fasting, it should be a pleasure to fast for the Most High God. It should be a pleasure to fast to help you to draw you, amen, closer to God. It should be an honor, glory to God, to be fasting. You don't have to let them know what you're doing. See, you've already gotten your reward. That's what it was saying. and you got your stuff, amen, already. But you're letting people know what you're doing. You don't have to let them know what you're doing. Glory to God. And if they have something they're eating that they're offering you something, well, here, you want something? No, thank you. I don't want any right now. You know, and then they'll say, well, you must be fasting. So, no, I'm not hungry. I'm okay. I'm good, you know. And that's what you tell them. You don't have to tell them, well, yeah, I'm fasting. You already done got your reward. Hey, that's so many times people can't keep secrets, glory to God. Amen. You just can't. You just got to tell everybody everything, glory to God. But you can't. You can't put it out there. You can't. Amen. Because I'm telling you, there's a principality of darkness just waiting on you to say it so he can grab it and take it to, amen, glory to God, to them that he know going to spread it. And before you know it, they done talked against it and prayed against it. Well, I don't know why she doing that because she ain't finna get that. I don't know why he doing that because he's not finna get that. Amen, glory to God. Just watch yourself, glory to God. But there are those, amen, that will keep, amen, what you tell them. You know who they are. Amen, glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit further. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face. 18. That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. There go that openly again. See, he's telling you right there. Everything you do in secret, God's going to reward you openly. Because people are going to see the fruit of your labor. They're going to see what you went through. They're going to see, amen, glory to God. You know, I have so many times, amen, I walk in a building and they looking at me like, okay, what's going on with you tonight? You got makeup on you? No, we ain't got no makeup on. A little too hot. Amen. But what I have to do to put on some makeup, glory to God, to be in the sun, I'm like, no, but I have no makeup. I don't say nothing. I say nothing. They say, well, your face is shining. Why is it shining? See, that's the glory of God upon you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, amen, they don't notice it, glory to God, but they ain't going to know what it is. Hallelujah. Some don't know what it is, so you don't have to tell, amen, everything. And see, God said, I will reward you openly. Glory to God. You know, we serve such an awesome God. Amen, hallelujah. You know, you don't have to do things where people can see you. That's just called a hypocrite. We don't have to, amen, pray, amen, long, drawn-out prayers, repetitious prayers in vain, you know, amen, prayers that you've written down, amen, glory to God, and then you want to pray them out, come from the heart. Go to the book of Psalms, amen, and read Psalms, amen, and you can find, amen, what fits you, glory to God, because I'm sure you can find something in there. You know, if you want, you say, oh, Lord, again, I say rejoice, you know, and then go ahead and pray the prayer, amen. You're reading it, amen, it's just reading it is the same thing. It's praying it. You stay in that word, glory to God. Don't let everybody know what you're doing. And that way God will reward you openly. There are so many things that God wants to give his people, you know, but you just ain't ready for it. Amen, you ain't ready for it. He wants to hand out so many gifts, but some just ain't ready. Glory to God. Some just not ready. So you need to get in your place, amen, and get ready. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when God just do one little thing, amen, you'll run, amen, you know what God did, yeah, and he did this, glory to God. And when somebody else tell you, amen, give you a testimony of how God moved in their life, then you know what you'll do, amen, glory to God. You'll be like, okay, then, okay, the Lord did this for me. Well, let them have a little bit of, you know, let them have a little few minutes, amen, of fame, amen, of what God did for them. You don't always have to come back with what he did for you. You don't always have to do that. Amen. I don't do that, glory to God. I just don't. You know, it's okay. You know, it's enough for God to go around. Amen. Glory to God. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. Amen. That we need him to be. He sits high. He looks low. And he will open one of the doors no man can close. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, when God opens a door, it is well done. And what we do in secret, he's going to reward us in openly. Glory to God. You know, your alms, amen, that's if you go and give somebody else something. You know, you want to go and you want to sow into somebody else's, you know, ministry and in their life, glory to God, then that's fine. But your tithes go to your local church, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, I'm going to say this earlier. I was looking over this and reading this, you know, and the Lord was telling, he was laying some stuff on me, on my heart, and, you know, he was saying, you know, most people think, you know, they have to go back to where, you know, they give their tithes and offering. Amen. But let me tell you something. You go and you give your tithes and your offering to your local church. But wherever you got that word from, and that word brought change to your life, that word brought a healing that they gave you to your life, that word brought meaning to your life, that word brought you out of some stuff that they gave you, amen, whoever, amen, glory to God, then that's where you need to sow your seed. Glory to God. If that word that they gave you, amen, if I give you a word, amen, apostle, pastor, glory to God, elder, amen, glory to God, minister Sheila, amen, any of the white team, whoever it may be, that's where, amen. You know, you got to go back and sow your word to, sow your money to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's where you sow it at. Glory to God. You know, we're under the same umbrella, and I will never, ever take nothing away from anybody because I want more of God, and I hope you want more of him too. And that's how we're going to get him, glory to God. We're going to get more of God, but we got to draw closer. We got to know the right thing to do. Amen, because I know, amen, I'm not trying to trap anybody up. I know what I know. A lot of things y'all don't know that I know, glory to God, but it's okay. But I know whenever, you know, apostle and pastor give you a word, glory to God, then I'm just saying that's where you need to go back and sow your seed to. Amen. And I hear him saying it, I'm going to say it again. Amen. Now, I know on about a couple of weeks ago, he told me there were five people, and they were supposed to pay their $25, glory to God. And I hope, amen, and I don't know, amen, and I have not asked. Glory to God. I hope you know that you were one of those five people and you went and you did pay your $25. I hope you did. Glory to God. Oh, my, he's going to do some great and mighty things for you. Amen. Glory to God. You don't know. You may get a call from an apostle, pastor. Glory to God. You don't know what they're going to tell you. You don't know. Amen. I don't know. And I don't want to know, glory to God, because that's between you and them. Amen. So if you have not, he laid it on my heart again on today, amen. You need to go ahead, amen, and get that in, amen. Because next Sunday, amen, I hear that the door is closed. So if you missed out, glory to God, on this day right here, then you just missed a treat. Amen, glory to God. And that's what you do, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, I'm going to see, amen, really quick before I give my announcements. Can I get this caller back online again? Caller 251, I see you press the 1. I'm going to bring you in for a prayer. Glory to God. Caller 251, air code 251. I'm going to see if I can bring you in now. Glory to God. Caller 251.
How you doing?
Amen. Glory to God. I'm doing good, ma'am. Amen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that?
From Alabama.
Okay, ma'am. And what's your prayer request?
I would like prayer that the Lord would give me favor to settled with an insurance company. I had a wreck May the 12th, and I'm a passenger, and just seemed like, for whatever reason, they're prolonging it. And I would like prayer for a new marriage and a new home.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we speak a release, God. Oh, my God. We ask you, Lord God, to go in, Lord God, and settle this thing with the insurance company, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know only you, Lord God, can do it. You can do what no other power but the Holy Ghost power can do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, everything that the enemy is trying to hold up, Lord, the new home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to release it unto her hands, Lord, that which you have for her in this season, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, Lord, you said, Lord God, if you wait, Lord God, wait on you, Lord God, then you will provide everything that we need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and it is settled in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it is done. Amen. Sister, we want you to come back to this line and let us know what God did for you on this day, because God's going to settle that thing. Glory to God. Amen. And thank you for calling. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and we're going to give our announcement. Amen. We have on Tuesday night the Power Pack in team. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. They come on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I encourage you to listen to them on Tuesday night. Amen. They will, amen, rock your world. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. When they leave that line be hot. Glory to God. So I encourage you to listen at them at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. The Power Pack team. Glory to God. That's what I call them. Glory to God, because, amen, can you just see how they flow together, glory to God. I know sometimes y'all think that they have rehearsed. No, ma'am, they hadn't. No, sir, they hadn't, glory to God. That's just what happens when you're oneness in Christ Jesus, glory to God. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on Tuesday night and hear, amen, both of them, amen, and hear what God is saying and doing, you know, on last Tuesday, amen, it was just so awesome, amen, it was awesome on the week before, amen, she was talking about God shifting the atmosphere and shaking up some stuff. Oh, my God, if you missed it, go back and listen to it on demand, because it was awesome. It was just an awesome, awesome word. Glory to God. And then I want to encourage you, as you become partner with us, let's make sure we don't miss out on nothing. And you becoming partner with us, you will receive moments in the spirit. Amen. Done by Minister Michelle Wilson. An awesome 2-minute clip. Amen. Will jumpstart your Monday. And then you will receive, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Midweek manna done by Minister Sheila Leverett. It's an awesome, awesome clip. Amen. It's also 2 minutes. Amen. And it will give you a lift that you never had before. It'll take you where no man has been before. Glory to God. So partner on with us, glory to God, and watch God move in your life. Hallelujah. If you don't step out on faith sometimes and do what you need to do, you know, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So amen. If you don't step out and do something, then nothing happens. You know, you tie God's hands when you don't move. If you're looking for a job, what you got to do? You got to go on there and look. Amen. You got to go on there and apply. Glory to God. And you got to keep doing it. Hallelujah. Because guess what? God knows that. Hold up. Amen. The brother and sister down there, okay, Jesus said, hold up, wait a minute, hold up. Do you see them? They're still applying for their job. They ain't quit. So I go over there and tell the father, say, look, we got to give him a job. We got to give him a job. Come on. We got to give it to him. Because, look, they done went through everything they need to go through, and they went over here and applied. So you got to apply yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and get in and hit apostle and pastor up. Right now, amen. You can go ahead and hit them on Facebook now if you want to. Let them know you want to become a part of this ministry. They'll hit you right back, glory to God. And they'll walk you through whatever it is you need to walk through to get there. And then if you move on down, amen, glory to God, on Saturday, we have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Glory to God. She was an awesome, awesome, awesome speaker. Amen. She also does ministry. She also does personal counseling. And she does, amen, glory to God, she will come to your church and tear it up. Oh, if you want her there, glory to God, hit her up on Facebook. Amen. And she will get back in touch with you. If faith come by hearing, ministry. Faith come by hearing. Glory to God. And it comes on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, we'll call the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. I come on the first Hour of Power, Prophetic Corner. Amen. I also do personal ministry. Amen. And speaking engagements. Amen. And the number, amen, you can hit me up on Facebook. Amen. And I will get back with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it comes, show comes on every Sunday. At 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. And if you come over here, amen, on any of these shows, not just mine, any of them, we under the same umbrella. Glory to God. Come on, amen. You will hear the truth of the Word of God. And also, we have coming up next, Ministry Don't Quit. It's too legit to quit. Glory to God. We have Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. That's coming on. Amen. After I go off at 6:30, she's the next hour of power. And it is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. So call, go over and show her some love and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is laying on her heart. Glory to God. So you know, amen, I know some can't, saying they hadn't been to church or they can't get out. Well, you go ahead and click on the computer and you can still get a word from the Lord on today. God don't quit. He don't ever quit giving his word. So you can't say, I can't get a word. Amen. You can get a word every day of the week. So go over on Minister Elaine's show after you get off my show, amen, and hear what God is laying on her heart. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to ask you, amen, glory to God. If you don't know Jesus and part of your sin, I want you to go ahead, amen, and say the sinner's prayer with me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be. Father God, I repent of all my sins. I repent of all the things that I've done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer, again, believer. Glory to God. Amen. Going to a Bible-believing church where the Word of God is being lived, the Word of God is being taught, and you can see the fruit, amen, of the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we don't have anybody else, amen, want prayer at this time. I'm going to go ahead on, and we're going to get off, and we're going to rest a minute, and then we're going to get ready to go over to Minister Elaine Jackson, show Voice of True Worldwide Ministries, and hear, amen, another hour of power, amen, to hear what the Lord is saying, amen, and she's going to give you some testimonies, amen, of how God is moved, amen, so don't miss it. The benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And have an awesome week. We will, and remember to enjoy tomorrow, but pray, amen. Pray for those who have been fighting, amen, for the countries, amen, glory to God. Pray for them. Pray for the military people and their families. Glory to God. Keep them in your prayer. Amen. And we'll see you back, amen, on next Sunday. Glory to God.